Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
I've just had the shock of my life. Yesterday, while I was at the office, Harry Palmer badly wanted me to put up some money to buy a block of pastoral shares, which he thought was rather a good thing. But I wasn't in the mood to talk business, and I told him to let it wait. And then this evening, we were just sitting talking idly when he calmly announced that he'd forged my name to an order on our company cashier and bought the shares anyway. It wasn't so much what he'd done as the confident way he told me about it. Just as though he assumed that everything I owned was already his. Oh, maybe I'm being a fool. Maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill, seeing I've trusted him so implicitly all this time. But I had a sudden chill of horror. I know you'll think I'm crazy, but I absolutely must talk to Jeff about it. Not anyone else. Just Jeff. Is that you, Mr. Puller? It's Marcia Pilgrim here. I'm sorry to bother you at this hour, but could you tell me when Jeff's returning? He's leaving at 7:15 tomorrow morning, is he? Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks very much. Yes, yes, I'll find out his arrival time from the airways. Goodbye. I couldn't blame Jeff if he refused to talk to me. Not really. Oh, well. I'll know in the morning.
Attention all passengers on flight 1267.
Jeff Payne just arrived. I don't see him anywhere. Oh, there he is. Jeff! Jeff!
Hello, Jeff, darling. Hello, sir. Mr. Duke, second to meet you. Oh, Angel, you look marvelous. I drove out. Your car's just round by the control tower.
Stella Bronson. Oh, I should have known. How could I have been such a fool?
Jenny Fuller was a dear. He said we needn't show up at the office and after lunch. Well, hello. Marcia, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello.
How are you, Marcia? You're meeting someone too, by the look of it.
Yes, I am, actually. I'm early. They're arriving on the next flight from the coast.
Oh. We're just going for a cup of coffee in the restaurant. Would you care to join us?
No. No, thanks, Jeff.
Well, come along, darling. Let's grab your bags and get going. No sense in hanging about. Bye, Marcia.
Yes. Well, cheerio. Sure you won't... Bye.
Oh, what rotten luck. Running into her like that. It's amazing how you always seem to bump into people at the worst possible time.
Yes, I suppose it is. I said, did you notice she was looking very down in the dumps? I hope there's nothing wrong.
Everyone gets down in the dumps sometime or other. Oh, come along, Jess. I'm dying for that coffee.
Look, I wonder if you'd do something. Grab yourself a seat and hang on for a minute or two. Would you mind that, Stella?
Where are you going?
I won't be more than 5 minutes. Be a pet and get that pout off your face. You're quite right. I'm going back to have a word with Marcia.
Oh, all right then, go. But do try not to be too long. Oh, there you are. Didn't you find her?
She's disappeared.
I expect she's met her people and gone then.
But no more planes have arrived. I looked everywhere. Where the deuce could she have got to?
Well, darling... concern for Marcia isn't doing my ego much good.
It's too bad. I know every expression on Marcia's face. The kid had something on her mind, something serious.
Well, have a look at the expression on my face. Right now I've something on my mind, too.
Oh, don't be difficult. I don't suppose she could possibly have wanted to meet me, could she?
Oh, Jeff, when are you going to pull yourself together? Hang it all, you'll have your decree in a week or two. Fussing here after Marcia like a broody hen. Confound her. I thought this was going to be fun.
I'm sorry, but it's not. You ordered any coffee?
No, I don't want any. Come on, let's get back to town. Do you want to drive?
No, you can drive. The devil became of Marcia.
I'm an utterable fool. I took myself be carried away by stupid fears about Palmer. He only did what he thought was the right thing. But to put myself in the position of being humiliated like that, in front of Jeff and Stella Bronson, and then want to howl on top of it. You're going the long way around to the Bendigo building, aren't you, cabbie? Oh, after I've had another talk to Harry, I'll feel better, I hope. It's beastly not having anyone to turn to.
Well, Jeff, that brings you up to date. As far as I can see, Harry Palmer's goose is cooked.
It's cooked if he did forge that note to the cashier. But would he do anything so utterly brazen? I mean, there's no finesse about it.
Why should he trouble about finesse in his position? Now you go straight to your wife and ask her. Did she or didn't she sign that requisition for £1,000?
If she didn't, it's going to come as a horrible shock to her.
Something like the shock you had, Jeff, when she was going to let you rot in jail for embezzlement.
That's enough of that, Stella.
It doesn't matter when she finds out. When, where, or how, it's going to be a shock.
That's no reason to punch below the belt. Well, Jeff, what do you think about it?
Well, there's no question. I have to go and see her.
When? Tonight?
I suppose so.
Can I be there, too?
Well, I'd much rather you weren't.
Why not?
Oh, look here, Stella. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm seeing Master tonight, and I'm seeing her alone. Is that clear?
If you two hotheads want to fight, don't do it in my office.
Sorry, Mr. Fuller.
I wish I'd had the sense to write to you. You could have tackled your wife then and there at the aerodrome.
Yes, it's a pity. I can't understand why she rushed off like that. She said she was meeting someone on a later plane.
Stella, run downstairs for a minute, will you? Like a good girl.
Now?
Yes, please.
Oh, all right. We having lunch, Jeff?
Yes, I'll be down in a few minutes.
I didn't want to tell you in front of Stella, but Marcia rang me last night to find out what time your plane was getting in. She was there to meet you.
I thought so.
And she rushed off the minute she caught sight of Stella.
That's what it looks like. What does she want to see me for?
That's something you'll have to ask her tonight. I have a hunch, my boy. I think we're on the last lap.
Harry, about last night and those beastly shares, did you tell me the absolute truth?
Marcia, I swear I did. Oh, I can see now I was an absolute imbecile. I can see how it must look to you, and I promise you faithfully I'll never do such a thing again as long as I live.
Please don't, Harry. If I can't trust you, well, who can I rely on?
You'll never have cause to doubt me again, darling. Never.
It did look horrible. For a minute, I began to think...
What?
Well, I began to think that maybe... Well, maybe...
All those stories Jeff told you started running through your head, eh?
Yes.
Now, look, dear. In about 7 months from now, we'll be able to marry. And when we are... Let's ask old Percy Fleming to take charge again for a year or so, and we'll go away together. Oh, I can see it all. This is getting you down. Every time you turn round, you run into Jeff and Stella Bronson. And then, just when you need me most, I do an unforgivable thing like I did over the shares. Oh, you should chop my head off.
Well, we've straightened it out now. Shall we let it go?
Yes, let's. Give me a kiss.
Oh, no, no. Not here at the office.
Oh, why not, you? Practically my wife, darling.
Not now, please.
All right. Will I see you tonight?
No, I'm going to turn in early.
Marcia, I've never asked you this before, but would you promise me something?
What?
If Jeff ever wants to see you again, refuse.
But I couldn't.
Yes, you could. I want you to refuse to see him again. Ever.
I have to go now. Will you ring me sometime tomorrow?
But you haven't given me an answer.
You insist on one?
Yes, please.
All right. Jeff can see me any time he wants to. Anywhere, under any circumstances. Let's always be understood about that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
certainly didn't expect you to call tonight, Jeff. You'd better come in and sit down.
I'm sorry about this morning at the aerodrome. I went back to look for you, but you'd gone.
Oh, that's all right. What is it?
You looked pretty gloomy about something. Anything you'd care to tell me?
No. That was this morning.
Well, I haven't come to make a pest of myself, Marcia. I've come to ask one question and then go.
Do sit down anyway, Jeff.
It's about something that happened 3 days ago. I want to know if you signed a requisition for an open £1,000 check on your firm.
How do you know about that?
Never mind, just tell me.
Well, I didn't actually sign it myself, Jeff, but I know all about it, and it was perfectly all right.
You're certain of that?
Absolutely. It was for some shares Harry Palmer bought on my behalf. Pastoral shares.
In what company?
O'Halloran Davis.
Hmm.
There's no need to hmm. That's good stock, and I know it.
So do I, but...
But what?
Have you seen them? Have you actually seen the script?
Well, not yet. Why?
Because I don't think there is any in your name.
But there must be. Harry told me only today just what he'd done.
Never mind what he told you. Go after that script, Marcia. And if it turns out that Palmer didn't buy any shares with your £1,000, come straight to me. You promise?
Yes, Jeff. I promise. If this incessant conflict of doubts and fears goes on much longer, I'll come to pieces. I know I will. I can't keep up with it. Palmer's nothing to me, and I'm on my own. Oh, please. Please don't let me find out I've been wrong about my husband all the time. Anything but that, anything.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.